They hear Him say, "Behold, the Lamb of God." A couple of disciples of John, one of them is Andrew. The next day they see Him again, and John says again, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And two of John's disciples decide to follow Jesus. They're going up the road. Jesus said, "What are you seeking?" And they said, "Where do you live?" He said, "Come and see." And they spend the next 5 or 6 hours with Him. When they leave, they've never met Jesus of Nazareth before that day. But when they leave, Andrew runs to Peter crying, "We have found the Messiah! We have found the Messiah, the Christ! We have found Him! We have found Him!" We haven't even preached the Christ yet, but wait till you hear about the Christ. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Hallelujah! Praise God, because they knew about the Christ. This is the Christ that was to come. He'll make an end of sins. He'll bring in everlasting righteousness. Oh, glory! And He's not talking about His second coming. He's talking about His first coming. He's talking about the cross. He's talking about Calvary. We have found Him. Oh, praise God! We that look back to Calvary, if we see the Lamb, if we see the Christ, if we see the seed of the woman, the Son of God, through death He destroyed the devil. Paul said, I'll tell you, when He was on that cross, praise God, said the serpent would bruise His heel. That's His flesh on that cross. But He had His heel stomping that serpent in the head. He bruised His heel on the head of that serpent because through death He destroyed he that had the power of death, that is the devil. Hallelujah. I said He bruised the head of the serpent. He bruised the head of the serpent, people. Praise God that we might go free. That we might serve Him in righteousness and holiness all the days of our life. That's what Zechariah prophesied of. Being delivered from our enemies. May be able to serve Him in righteousness and holiness all the days of our life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you found Him? Have you found Him? I begin to hear a young man in our church. Blessed brother. Wonderful brother. God has done so much for. But he got to telling people, everything you're going to have to do, what you're going to have to do, what you're going to have to do. You have to turn away from this, 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 turn away from this. You might think I was wrong, but I said, brother, you're mistaken. I said, you can turn away from everything and have nothing. You can turn away from everything until you look like the Amish. And still not have God. And not know God. But in turning to Him, everything else. Holy Casito Hosita Bahasita Bohosata Bakansaya. In turning to Him. Hallelujah. And said, well, it's hard to turn to Him. Not if you found Him. Look at Matthew, the 13th chapter. The kingdom of heaven is likened to man. Now remember, Jesus is not announcing I'm Christ. He's sure not announcing I'm the kingdom of heaven, you know. Praise God. He talks to the Jews about Christ. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They said, the son of David. He said, if he be David's son, why does David call him Lord? As it's written, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. And Jesus wasn't telling the Jews, I'm Christ. They'd have killed him if he had it. He's teaching them something about the Christ that they didn't know. They didn't know that he was the Son of God. And if he said, I am the Christ, the Son of God, they'd have killed him. But he's teaching something about Christ. And after that, they didn't dare ask him a question because a Jew has never believed that the Christ is the Son of God. The Christ they expect is just a natural man. Like most of the church thinks Jesus was. Jesus was not just a natural man upon this earth. The idea that Jesus was just a natural man upon this earth is what gives us the idea that we can humanly be that one pleasing to God. Because He humanly did it. He did not. He was the Christ, the Son of God. When that babe was placed in the manger, you know what the angel told the shepherds? That's Gabriel over there. Also, the angel of the Lord. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ. Hallelujah. They knew all about the Christ. They knew nothing about this baby. But they knew all about Christ. Which is Christ. Precious Savior. The pearl of great price. Yes. He said the kingdom of heaven is like a man that found a treasure in a field. And he went and he sold everything he had for joy. He sold everything that he had to buy that field. And he found a pearl. And with great joy, he sold everything he had to have that pearl. I could tell you to sell everything you've got and you'd end up with nothing. But if you find the pearl, if you find the treasure, holy kapasi da boho set of bakansai. Oh God, open our eyes to the Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to the pearl, to the treasure. Let's worship Him, people. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. Let's just worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Those that find the pearl, it's a joy to turn to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What did the Yasa da da boko so da da ba kati da da boko se da da ba ha da da ba ho ti da da ba kati da da ba kati sa da ba sa. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. Precious Savior. Lighten our eyes of understanding, Lord. God, my Savior, my Savior, my Savior. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I know what the Christ has done for me. Hallelujah. I've been saved 54 years. And in the past 6 months, I've been running and telling people, I found Him! I found Him! I found Him! Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have that joy and victory and excitement in knowing Him again, people? Hallelujah. Have you found Him? You know, it becomes a struggle to believe and to trust Him. This is a word of truth. After they heard the word of truth, they trusted in Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not that if you don't trust in Him, you're going to burn in hell. It's true that you'll burn in hell if you don't, but you can't trust in Him for that. You understand? But what He came to do and who He was.
Amen.
We're going to get into who He was. And what He came to do is the Christ. The prophecies. The perfection of the prophecies. Undeniable. Undeniable. But we're going to close out. I am asking wherever People want to hear about the Christ. Give me four services to tell about the Christ. I'm not telling something that I've treasured up in the knowledge of and learned over 50 years. I'm telling about a light that has shone into my heart and driven all darkness out.